From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Tuesday today, the 11th of January. Great to have you with us. All right, riddle me this. Does Donald Trump really belong on the list of the super rich? And why are the names of some multi-billionaires just missing from the popular rankings we get every year from Forbes magazine? Well, if questions like that lurk in the back of your mind, we may soon be getting a second opinion when it comes to who's ultra-wealthy and who's not. Bloomberg News has just hired away the longtime editor of the Forbes 400, and Bloomberg is said to be planning its own rankings as soon as next year. But just for consistency's sake here, riddle me this. Is this really the time to be focusing on the rich? Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
Even one of the richest men in the world, Warren Buffett, has been sensitive to his high-flying status given the tough times facing the average wage earner.
He's been on a treadmill while the super rich have been on a spaceship.
So why would Bloomberg News think now's the time to emphasize its coverage of the rich?
You would think that during the economic downtimes, there'd be less of a concern about the wealthy or, in fact, negative feelings, anger or frustration toward the wealthy.
And you'd be wrong, says University of San Francisco psychologist Jim Taylor. He says from Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg to the fictional Carringtons of Dynasty, we've always been fascinated by the rich, maybe even more so now.
Escapism, fantasy, wishful thinking does, however unrealistically, provide some relief and comfort for people during these very difficult times.
Taylor says Americans have always been interested in who's made it and how they got there, which is why the Wall Street Journal, too, has a writer focused on the wealthy, Robert Frank.
Bill Gates is worth more than some small countries, and Mark Zuckerberg is 26 years old and already worth about, you know, whether it's $6 billion or $8 billion or $12 billion, more than probably anyone his age has ever been worth. That tells the story of our times in a way that we've never seen in history.
Frank expects Bloomberg to put special emphasis on global rankings, where he says emerging wealth holds its own fascination. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.